spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy Thursday, my Friday.
Hey, happy Thursday. That's right. You're off tomorrow. You got some plans for Memorial Day?
Eating a bunch of food and probably playing some golf and just
swimming
hanging
with
out.
Your daughter.
Swimming, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, Charlie. Charlie's about to swim in.
Okay.
I just called the house. What are you guys doing? She's in the pool. I'm like, there's a shock.
Yeah, yeah. And she'll be there when you get home. And
she'll be there.
Daddy, get
Daddy,
in.
You coming in?
Yeah. It's the start kind of election season. I mean, you can kind of feel it a little bit. I know we got a long ways to go. We know the president wants to be the president again. We know Trump wants to be the president again. We got Ron DeSantis now, is his name. He wants to be the president. And we've got some other folks that are jumping in. Here's the interesting part of this. Let's try and rebrand President Biden. It has started. So,
because of his age?
Yes. Yes. So he's the nation's oldest president. He's trying to tell everybody, listen, I'm not too old. You have to not, this is them. Don't focus on the fact that I'm 80. Focus on, I have wisdom because I'm old. He's trying to recast his age as a strength rather than a weakness. Okay, I would say on paper, that's a good plan. But you look old. You know,
sound
I
old.
Sound
the coughing.
Old. Did you hear that on the top of the hour?
Yeah.
Right.
I think we're going to come together. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you sound old. You look old. You walk down the stairs. We're wondering if you're going to fall down. You know, that it's that kind of thing. If you look at some of the polls, you know, Biden certainly would be 86 if his second term went the whole way.
If he won and he got a second term.
But the president's age is the biggest reason that voters say, listen, I don't want you to run for re-election. There was an NBC poll. It found 70% of adults said Biden should not run again. And 69% of them said, here's the number one reason, age. How do you rebrand yourself and say, I'm not old. I've got wisdom. I don't know. I don't think you could do it.
Well, the age comes with some wisdom, yes, but you also get to the point, too, where let's talk about this. If we're going to be honest, you're going to try to rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
With age also comes dementia.
Right.
Loss of cognitive function just in general.
Senior moments,
as they call, and potentially Alzheimer's. So it's not just, yes, I've got wisdom. Well, can you remember where you are?
Well, death
comes also.
You're 80. And you know what?
Tina Turner died yesterday. She was 83.
Yeah. Trump is what, 78?
Yeah.
78. Guy's too old, too. Now, maybe he doesn't have dementia. He just lives in a different world than all of us, and
he's
thinks
76.
He lost the election. He 76. Won the election that he lost. Is he 76, not 78?
Yeah. He doesn't look as old, though. Biden looks old, and that job will do it to you, but you know, Trump just still keeps looking orange.
It's true. It's so true. But if you want it, but if you were to pit them and said, hey, have a race, Joe Biden would crush him.
I don't think Joe Biden would crush him.
I think he'd crush him.
I don't think Joe Biden would crush
him at all. Have you seen Donald Trump try and walk lately?
The guy gets
on a bicycle and it makes everybody nervous.
Yeah.
Rides a bicycle. Donald Trump hasn't exercised
Donald
in his
Trump
life.
Goes on golf every day. I think Biden would break a hip.
He might.
Why, by the way, take Biden off the bike.
Oh, please take him off the bike. Take him off the bike. All right. I'll say this and then we'll move on. I think that when Biden debates, and whoever he's going to debate, I'm just going to say, if he doesn't look sharp, the whole world will see it.
Yeah.
It's got to be the debate. Because he can do little interviews here and there, and he can have
But he doesn't. That's the other thing.
No, he doesn't. But he's going to be on a debate stage with somebody. And if he's not sharp, it's going to show.
Yeah, because if he doesn't go on the debate stage, that's going to say everything.
It's going to say everything.
If he goes on the debate stage, that is also going to say everything.
Yeah. So trying to rebrand the president. You know, his age is only part of it. The rest of his tenure has been a disaster.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, it's not easy being the president during COVID. Trump found that out. It's not easy to be the president in the aftermath of COVID either. So that I understand. But he's not a good president.
No.
And America deserves better than has been in Donald Trump. And a guy who's going to be 86 if he ever wins the election again. It's just insane. It's insane. And I've said it before. I don't think these two guys are going to be the last two guys standing. I think Biden's going to bail next year and not run. And I think Trump gets beat.
That's true. Biden couldn't bail next year and not run.
I think he's going to bail.
He would have to do it this year.
End of this year, then.
Yeah. I mean, he would have to do it probably sooner rather than later, and which is always a possibility. Or he does the unthinkable, which is hopefully... I think if Trump isn't going to be the nominee, it makes it imperative that he gets out of the race, that they're going to probably start really... Because you're going to start to hear this more and more, people. His age is going to become a factor in not just... talk radio hosts talking about it,
no.
But mainstream establishment media is bringing up more and more because they recognize if Trump's not it, if Trump's it, it might be a pick'em, especially if we're in the dumps and when it comes to our potential recession and stuff. But if he's not and it's somebody else, he's going to get boat raced.
Biden can beat Trump. It could go vice versa, too.
Trump can beat Biden, and Biden can beat Trump, and they both can beat each other. Would it be funny if it was 0-0?
If you run someone else other than Trump versus Biden, that person's going to win.
Yeah.
That person's going to win.
President of Fire Hydrant.
I don't know. Hey, people are getting ready for Memorial Day weekend, and the airlines, you see Sky Harbor say, this is the busiest the airlines are going to be in at least a decade. A lot of people on the roads either getting ready to go up north, maybe go to Rocky Point, maybe go California. The last few years, we've seen, not a lot of people, certainly because of COVID, but also last year at gas prices. I wonder how busy it's going to be. If people are going to stay in town and go on a staycation, if they'll just stay at home, if they'll say, listen, it's too expensive out there, hotels and gas prices and traveling to California. Maybe we'll go to Disney. Disney's off the hook now with just expensive.
Disney's so ridiculous.
But do you think it's going to be one of the most, is it going to be the busiest weekend we've seen?
I think it's going to be a zoo.
It's going to be a zoo.
I think it's going to be a zoo. I really do. I think it's going to be zoo. Because I think people, even if they're just doing, because usually you enjoy the free day, weekend, 4-day weekend, you get out of town, and then you take your big vacation right around, just before 4th of July or right after 4th of July.
Right.
I think you're going to get more people traveling, though, locally. I think it's going to be just a zoo. What are they talking about? This could be one of the busiest days in our history at the airports.
Yeah. But isn't that a good thing?
It is a good thing.
It's a good thing that, people say, oh, we're getting back out there.
Is this revenge traveling still, or is this just regular travel now?
I think revenge travel is to Europe.
Okay, so
a lot of people are booking. Yeah, they're saying, COVID robbed me of my trip to wherever in Europe, so now I'm going to go. It's 2023. That's kind of what the definition of revenge traveling has been.
Yeah.
But, kids are out of school now. It's Memorial Day weekend. You get a few days off from work. You get Monday off for sure, obviously. Maybe you leave sometime on Friday. Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think the airports are going to be packed. I think the roads are going to be packed. It'll be a nightmare getting up north.
That's why I took tomorrow off. I mean, I'm doing my morning show, but I do it out of my studio of the house.
Right.
And I'm like, I just don't want to drive in here, and then that drive home on Fridays can sometimes be. But this weekend, I just know it's going to be a zoo.
You need a midday show. I'm thinking.
I need a third?
Yeah, no. In fact,
give me something to do in the middle of the day.
You do your national morning show. You're up bright and early. Then, you're lazy in the middle of the day. You're not doing anything until 2 o'clock when you come in here.
I did a TV commercial today.
Okay. I think you need a midday show. How about a night show, too? Let's get you two more shows. That'd be fun.
Let's do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing the hits. Hey, by the way, I talk about being outside all the time. I am. Going to golf a lot this weekend. Skin Cancer Awareness Month going on now. Maybe you're a golfer like me. Maybe you're outside. You work outside. Maybe play pickleball, stuff like that. It's just smart to get your skin checked. I did mine. Dr. Mullins, he's from the Arizona Skin Cancer Foundation. And look, it's the perfect time for us to do it, guys. We don't do it enough, and we should. Get yourself checked. It's easy. Takes no time at all. Check out the video at KTR's YouTube page right now. Make sure you visit skinexam.org to learn more.
All right, coming up next, it's Circle K Fuel Day. At select Circle K's, you can get 40 cents off for the next 2 hours. So we've sent the wise man out to a Circle K, and he is in my car to fill it up. He's got my credit card. I want to see if there are lines. I want to see if this looks like a Costco on a Saturday.
Oh.
Okay? And by the way, wise man, I know you've already left. You're listening. Do not.
He's not listening to us.
Screw up my car. Let's see how long the lines are at Circle K. 40 cents off. And people are getting ready to travel.
We're going to find out.
Coming up next.
This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, it's a Circle K fuel day, Chad.
It's the circle of life.
That's right.
Day.
So Circle K today is offering discounted gas for 3 hours. And we're right in the middle of it. So you get 40 cents off. And, we've been talking about this, and I've kept saying, listen, it's 40 cents off, but no one's going to go because it's all about convenience. You're not going to go out of your way to go to a Circle K, even before Memorial Day weekend. Let's say you're driving somewhere.
Yeah.
But if it's easier to go somewhere closer, you're going to go and pay the full amount than it is to search out a Circle K and get 40 cents off. So what we decided to do was let's put it to the test.
Let's make Steve be the one that's going to search something out.
So Steve Zinsmeister, the wise man, we've sent him in my car because, well, why not? Fill up my car, gave him my credit card. So the wise man joins us. He's going to head to a Circle K. From what I understand, you're already at the Circle K. Am I right? There's no lines, right?
Listen, I, of all people, hate it when Gatos is right.
But I told
you. This Circle K on Bell and just off of the 51, I took the Gatos whip, there are plenty of open stations right now.
It's all about convenience, man.
Now, is it 40 cents off there, or is it one of those ones that doesn't have the 40 cents?
Yeah, so, they actually have people walking around with, pamphlets. I'm guessing that they're probably promoting Circle K Fuel Day. It looks like they take it off at the end, so I think it's still posted at $4.94, but yeah, I think it's going to be a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah, so you're going to get right in. There's no wait.
See, why would I want to go there if I can get $4.05 at my house?
Well, you live in the no man's land.
No man's land.
There's one gas station where you live.
No, there's a lot of gas stations. Okay. This is the one thing we have. That's all we have.
Wise man, you're going to fill up my car.
Grocery shop.
40 cents off per gallon. You got my credit card. Careful. Be careful.
Yep. I'm getting snacks for everybody. Chad, what did you want again?
No snacks.
Make sure you get big gulps for everybody, the people that aren't here. Even the people that aren't here.
Yeah, and Cheetos.
Cheetos for Becky Lynn.
Yes,
yeah, that's absolutely right. Remember when you get some of those 2 liters, shake them up real good.
Not in that car. All right, wise man, thanks.
All right, guys.
In that car.
Steve Zinsmeister at a Circle K. Where was he again? Bell Road or so?
Bell Road, okay. 51.
So the annual fuel day, you get 40 cents off. And I just think it's all about convenience. You're not gonna seek out. It's like, why do you go to Costco, Becky Lynn? You go because you're going to shop there, but while you're there...
No, I don't. I
go
there to
get the gas.
No, I just go for gas.
Why don't you just agree with me? The show's almost over.
I go for hot dogs because they're $1.50.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still have that deal.
Uh-huh.
$1.50, you get a soda.
They said they will never change that.
Yeah.
Is that so? Okay, fantastic. Well, I'll get some cheap gas. Karen Taylor Robeson is not running for Senate.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Why would you, why do you have to announce you're not running?
What's probably the point? Because there are maybe some PACs out there that have some money looking around. There's some people out there that are trying to get her to run and maybe want to throw some money to her. Because you just go and announce it so more people don't give money to some of those PACs.
Let's just put it on Twitter or something. I don't know. I'm not running for Senate. I don't know why you have to come up with a big announcement.
There's too many to-do-das and who-das last night.
I don't know what that means.
It was a perfect example of let's try to do something fun, and it fell apart. Everybody's going to announce everything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Last night with the Ron DeSantis, right? You had to have
Twitter?
Something big. Why can't you just go release your silly video and just go? Because his video was very raw doom.
So DeSantis tried to do something different with Musk. He goes on Twitter, and it didn't work real well.
No.
But again, at the end of the day, no one's going to remember that. People can make fun of him
The media on the left, absolutely. They'll play it up all day, but they're losers.
Yeah, who cares?
You're a bunch of losers, Chris Hayes.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you enter a race. And, okay, it didn't work real well on Twitter. They had some technical issues.
Technical difficulties. Okay. You know what? You could always say, I'll flip the script. Yeah, we broke the servers. Too many people were trying to get there to see it. So there you go. Flip the script.
Yeah.
How many people are watching your show? Nobody.
Karen Taylor Robeson says she's not going to run for Senate. I'm glad, because I'd still like to see her run for governor. Katie Hobbs has 3.5 more years. I get it. But you still have to look down the road. Here's the person I don't want to see down the road, Carrie Lake. I don't want to see her in charge of anything in Arizona. I want to see Karen Taylor Robeson run against Katie Hobbs. I think a lot of Republicans out there are like, you know what? I probably should have voted for somebody who could have won a race, and that's Karen Taylor Robeson.
I don't know if some of these people who scream and yell, "I was stolen," really want the gig. I think they enjoy being a victim and being able to go out and say the things they say and do the things they do and raise money off it with zero accountability or worry.
But think about the people, if that's the case with Lake, think about the people who actually liked her and voted for her. It was a waste of your time. If she had no interest in winning, she duped you. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's awful. It really is awful. You get to the finish line and you say, you know what? I'm just going to tell everybody not to vote for me. Certainly, if you like McCain, don't vote for me.
Yeah.
You're right. It was almost like...
She's like, I might win this thing. How can I have the big grift?
You're right. And then she's made millions of dollars doing it. So, she's a crook. I mean, that's what it is. All right. Coming up next, Target. They lost $9 billion with a B dollars last week. It was the pride display. What did Target learn in this whole thing? We'll talk about it next.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Ah, Target looked right at Bud Light and said, I don't care what you guys are talking about. We know what we're doing here. We're going to have our pride stuff up at the front. We're going to have trans stuff everywhere. It's going to be amazing. People are going to buy. We're not going to be able to keep it on the shelves. We lost $9 billion. We're taking it down. That's right. We talked about it this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now moving it or removing it from the stores. All of their pride, their trans stuff, they're hiding it where they can. This did not go well for them. They lost $9 billion in market cap because this was a misstep.
It's just not smart business. Because you've got to know that if you are going to sell a shirt that says something with trans on it, I've never seen one.
Outside of former Transformer, you're not probably going to see
I've never seen anyone wear that.
No.
I've never seen anyone wear that. I don't know. So when you look at it, it's like, okay, why are you selling things that you probably know aren't going to sell? Because what are you trying to do? You're trying to make money. Okay, but you're also trying to make a statement.
You're trying to make a statement.
Okay, but you could be pro LGBTQ. You can be pro, but you don't have to put everything up at the front of your store.
No. People don't want it in their face anymore. People are thinking this is too outsized. There's an agenda here. People are frustrated, and they're feeling the pushback tonight.
All right, let me throw this out at you. If you see that at the store, you see all the LGBTQ stuff. All right, why don't you just walk by it and then buy what you need and then get out of there? Because that really didn't happen.
No. People, no. And the funny thing is, it wasn't just conservatives. There was a lot of people out there on both sides of the aisle were like, this is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, when people walked by the rainbow display, and they, let's just say, they didn't want to see that at Target, that doesn't mean they hate lesbians or they're against trans. That doesn't mean any of that stuff.
No, but that's what people take it at. And then, of course...
But that's not fair, Chad.
Well, it doesn't matter. Dude, none of this stuff is fair.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't... I think that you have a mental issue if you are a trans person, especially as a youngster who is... You know, going through all kinds of stuff, and that maybe you need to slow your roll. And oh, you hate trans? No, I'm not transphobic or homophobic.
Right.
No, you're putting that there. It's the same way with racism. It's an easy thing to say because they feel it'll shut you up. The problem is they've run into so much resistance now. But then Target capitulated to the evil conservatives and everybody else, and they took it down.
Yeah,
now the gays are pissed.
Everybody else, you're right. It's not just
conservatives.
No, it's not. Okay.
I've got some very liberal friends who are like, yeah, I'm calling enough on this now.
Yeah. You mentioned it, too. When Target decided to do this, they didn't think it through. Okay. Again, you can be pro-LGBTQ. Do whatever you want. Great. You can support that. Again, no problem with that. Here's the thing. You ticked people off coming into your stores because you put your politics right in front of people.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, then you moved it. You moved it either to the back of the store, not up front anymore, to the back of the store, or you got rid of it. And then guess what? That ticked off the LGBTQ community. You can't win then.
The Alphabet Army is sauntering over to you.
You can't win.
No, you can't.
You can't win. So why do it in the first place?
Yeah. Because they, it's the checking the box. It's like all those people.
How'd that work out for them? $9 billion down.
I mean, we're just talking today. It's, you know, the anniversary, if you will, of George Floyd's death. And then BLM came on the scene. And all of a sudden, all of these companies were writing big checks to this company. And because it was white guilt. Some people even said, like, it's kind of a white guilt. And what ended up happening? They were checking a box. They didn't really care. They weren't there to promote better inclusivity or anything like that. And it's got to be real and natural. Yeah. And now we're creating a unnecessary conflict that is not good for people in the LGBT community and for you know, normal, not crazy conservatives or lunatic liberals. Yeah. People who are just like, you know what, we've kind of had enough of this.
Yeah, well said. No doubt. But $9 billion.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
No. But people will go back.
They will.
You know, and I don't think they'll do it again.
No.
All right.
I'm thinking no.
I know you're off tomorrow. Have a great 2-3 days.
Yes.
I'll see you next week.
Is it right now, brother? You have a good one. Be safe, everybody.